How are you guys? You all right? Thank you for coming to my special. I really appreciate it. It's beautiful in Los Angeles, you guys. We live in paradise. I moved to New York last year. It's gross every day of the year. Yeah, but I like it warm. I like doing outside shit. God, some people, like, we ask them what their favorite season is, they're like, winter. I'm like, you're an idiot. I like going to outside concerts. I like going fishing sometimes, camping. Anybody ever go camping? Yeah. It's fun as shit. I just got into it the last few years. It's so much fun. The only problem with camping is they never really tell you the real experience. Like in the movies and stuff, it's never like, the movies they always tell you, like, it's gonna be you all alone in nature. Won't that be great? Just you all alone in the woods. You're like, yeah, that would be great. It's never that. It's you in a tent and you're 9 feet away from another tent. And I don't know about you guys, but that close next to a single father trying to reconnect with his son. It's not the best place to do mushrooms, right over here. Makes it very uncomfortable. I'm assuming that's why everybody goes camping, right? Are we all on the same page? There's no other reason to be out there if you're not on mushrooms. It's just dirty otherwise. Don't go there. It's so, so dirty. Stay inside where there's less dirt. But I guess if you're on mushrooms, the dirt goes away or something. I don't know how the science exactly, but I was on it once. I was with my friends. We were camping on mushrooms, and I wandered away from my group for a while because this deer came. He looked at me weird. It was like he had an attitude about it. You could tell. He thought he was better than us. So I was like, whatever, deer, fine. You take it. And I left. And as I walked away, I came across this fork in the path. It went two different directions. On the left-hand side is this really wide path. On the right-hand side is this really narrow path. And I was like, huh. And I couldn't decide which way to go. And while I was deciding, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I remembered that Robert Frost poem from high school. Do you guys remember that? Two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the road less traveled. And I'm like, dude, I'm in a wood right now. And there's two roads. I'm doing this shit. It's been 20 years. Time to do it. And so I saw the narrow path, the road less traveled. And so I went that way. And it turns out it's horrible advice. The road less traveled is full of thorns, first of all. It goes inside a creek for like 15 feet for no reason. And then it just ends in the middle of the woods and you get lost. Always take the road more traveled. It's a way better road. That's why more people travel on it. Robert Frost was a fucking idiot. You should trust most of the people that came before you. That's how Yelp works. Are you better than Yelp, Robert Frost? Are you like, I'm gonna go to the restaurant with only one star? Because I march to the beat of my own drummer. Like, you march to the bathroom with diarrhea. Always go to the five-star place. If the money's the same, always go to the five-star place over the one-star place. Unless it's only got one review. Yeah, then you can't trust it. Those are my favorite. We're like, ooh, look at this. Oh, wait a minute. I always read that review. It's always like, my son is a good cook. It's biased journalism. It works that way with the ratings for Yelp and for porn videos. You ever get like, ooh, 4 out of 5 stars. Don't mind if I do. And then you're like, oh, wait. No, 5 ratings, not enough. I can't trust it. I'll wait till there's 1,000 ratings. And then walk on the path they paid before me. And whatever, in jism, I guess, or whatever. Jism? No, jiz. No, neither one of those is the right word. Jism. Does anybody still say jism anymore? No way, right? It's fucking creepy now. Jism. What would you do if whoever that guy is sitting with you, if you guys were like doing it and he was like, I'm gonna jism on your belly. Would you be like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do on my belly? I'm like, no, on your belly. Like, no, I heard where. Give me the verb. What was the verb you used? Jism. That's how they talked in the olden days. In the Lord of the Rings days, that's how they used to talk. But they'd be all real. They'd be like, m'lady. They'd be real. They'd be like, m'lady, I'm about to jism upon thine belly. But they'd be about to come, so they'd be like, m'lady. It's a true story. Look at Lord of the Rings 2, the director's cut. It's in there. That's all a real thing. You gotta wait for them to be rated high enough and enough in there. Go by the, what did they do in the old days? In the dark days of porn? 2007? Can you imagine living in those times? You better just look at the picture and be like, all right, I'll trust it. It's crazy how the other generation used to live. No, now we have a whole rating system set up. We can use that for our benefit. Robert Frost wouldn't. He'd be jerking off to one-star porn. Like, oh, it's someone having lunch. All right, well, I've committed to it. Blaze my own path. Here's my question. Who's rating porn videos? Like, who's finished with that act? And then instead of immediately leaving the scene in disgust at your midday decision, who's returning to the scene of the crime like a fucking arsonist? For what? Why? Are you like, no, I care about my community. And I want others to know that Becky does like it hard. Why would you do that? It's not even that simple. A lot of times you gotta register a profile first. Do you know how detailed a process that is? Just to give your opinion on co-ed naked anal? You're like, I didn't care for the anal at all. It was just barely any of it. That means you gotta give them an email address to a porn site and just trust that they're gonna be cool with it. And then wait for them to email you a verification code, which you take and go back into the system, start up a whole profile, and you'll be like, yeah, absolutely, redheads. Yep, I'm into it. Why would anybody do that? Here's why I do it. I just know what I know. It's because it keeps track of all the videos that you liked. It keeps a record of all that, that you can access. So at the end of the year, when Hanukkah comes around, my gift to myself is I have a best of week. I go back and visit all the girls that got me through the year, you know? It's like a greatest hits.